It's back. It's back.
What do you got for us today?
I was thinking about actually similar to crimes. You know, have you heard about this guy, the Nazi?
Oh yeah, Demjanjuk or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that?
Like the, I think I pronounced
Demjanjuk.
Like, yeah, exactly, like Demjanjuk or something like
Demjanjuk.
That.
Demjanjuk.
And you know, he was this accused former Nazi guard.
Right.
Who like moved to the United States, became an auto worker, you know, worked in Ohio, I think it was,
yeah,
for
yeah.
like 20 or 30 years, for a long time, you know, has a family and everything. I mean, if you looked at him, you like read his biography before he came to United, or after he came to the United States, you'd be like, oh, this guy is like straight up good American, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, quality, like doing his thing, you know, solid working blue collar kind of values in a blue collar state,
mm-hmm.
doing that kind of stuff. And then, you know, it's like, and it sounds like he's like fairly old now too. Like
he's 89.
89. That is old, yeah,
that
right?
That is old.
And I mean, yeah, World War II was a long time ago at this point.
It was.
It was. It was. So, you know, I mean, that, is there some sort of grace period on that? You know what I mean? Because the thing is, this is not prostitution, right? This is like thousands
is,
of lives. Yeah,
yeah,
and I mean, almost unforgivable crimes. I mean, I don't know if he did it at all, you know, and like.
Right.
You know, whether he did them or not, I don't know. I mean, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. So let's just say he's, the suspect. But that is quite a big deal, you know. And, like, you know, sometimes you might think, well, dude, the guy did it when he was young. It was 60 years ago. And, you know, if it was like he robbed a car or he stole a car, robbed somebody, even at, like, gunpoint. Didn't kill them, you know, but whatever.
Right,
it's like, dude,
right.
The guy made a mistake. You know, he came up in really bad times. He hung around with the wrong people, got caught up in some stuff. Let's just let it go, because the guy's 89.
Mm-hmm.
But, on the other hand, he murdered, or was partially responsible for, the murder of literally tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
You know, that line is very crazy.
Yeah.
Like, not blurry or anything. It's just kind of like, no, you did it. And at the time, that crime was so heinous that there is no amount of time that anybody would ever give you to be like, hey, dude, that's cool. You know what? You probably feel bad about it, so we're cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's a tough one. I mean, because, yeah, I guess my feeling is that, you know, you have to, if there's enough evidence to try somebody, you got to try them, and it doesn't matter how old they are. You know, it's like at some point you have to pay your debt, and it might be the case that, you know, psychologically he has been suffering, you
yeah,
know, in
yeah.
his own prison for years and years, but because we can never know what's going on in someone else's head, you can never know if they're, you know, actually repentant or whatever. You just sort of have to go on your best guess, and we've got to also have some, you know, physical punishment in terms of going to prison or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know the details of the case. It sounds now like maybe he was a bigger deal than I thought he was at first. Like at first I thought he was just sort of like a, you know, grunt soldier kind of guy. And it's like, well, you don't expect, you know, private what's his name to be responsible for, well, I mean, compared to like much less of a bad thing, but still a very bad thing, was like the Abu Ghraib
right.
situation, and those were all, you know, bad, or they all those guards did really bad stuff to the prisoners there. Fortunately, they didn't kill anybody, but there you have this situation where they might not have been acting under orders. They may have been, but they might not have been. You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, where the thing is, where you have the Holocaust situation, it's like if he was just sort of a private in the army and was told to go be a guard at the camp, I don't know, that's a tougher judgment to make than if he was like, you know,
directly involved.
Yeah, if he's like Colonel Evilmonger.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
I mean, like, even if you're private, you know, but it's like you're actually pushing the buttons,
right? Yeah,
you know, or you're pulling the triggers or whatever it
yeah,
is that
definitely.
You're doing, you know.
Definitely. But yeah, that's. I mean, I feel like he's got to stand trial, and it might. I mean, he's claiming that he's not that guy, so so there has to be, you know, you got to get down to the bottom of it. But I mean, say he is the guy, say it's true. I say he's got to do the time.
Yeah, it's really
doesn't
tough.
Matter that he's 89
and in a wheelchair, supposedly.
Yeah, too bad.
Too bad. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, yeah, like if you think about it now, right? Like if your family was like kidnapped, tortured and murdered, you know, you would have no repentance for the person who did that now or in 20 years or in 30 years or ever, right?
Right.
It's like that person, you know, in your mind anyway, you'd be like, that person suffers. Right. I don't care when, I don't care how. And it's like, that person's 89, they lived this long, but I found them, you know? I finally found them and I'm going to kill them now or whatever it is. And it seems like it's just a very strange situation because, yep, you have, on the one hand, it's like, the guy's 89. Leave him alone, you know? But it's like the same point, it's like, leave him alone. This is what he fought for. He got what he wanted. You know, we can't let him have what he wants.
Right, yeah, yeah. So. Try him. Try him. Let's see what happens.
But then supposedly there were some pictures of him. I don't know if you saw them on the internet.
Naked? And,
no.
There he is with Miss California.
Oh! Well, you know, that's kind of where things go, right? When you actually talk about people on the... You heard about them on the internet, right? It's like, well, yeah, they probably were either naked or high, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, with somebody or not wearing any clothes. Yeah. Or
drunk outside of a bar fighting with a photographer.
Not wearing underwear for some reason.
Yeah.
I thought today was no underwear day. What's the problem? No, but apparently this guy, he was just, like... They have a picture of him, like, walking, like, and, like, getting into his car and driving away.
Oh. No, it was a bullshit wheelchair ploy.
Maybe. I don't know. So that's kind of funny.
Hmm.
But, yeah, this Miss California thing is kind of interesting also. I mean, I don't know what...
Is it really? I feel like it's just overblown bull. I feel like it's the media doing its selling of media. I think what Miss California says has absolutely no bearing on anything whatsoever.
Well, that goes without saying.
And so it really should not be a story.
Okay.
Now we can talk about that if you like. But I do not. I think that it's both sides on the media, her and those against her, taking advantage of the situation to just sell themselves, in a way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, the whole thing is, okay, first of all, beauty pageants are ridiculous, and I've never watched one. I don't even know how I would. Are they on television anymore? I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
It's kind of like one of those things where they do it, and then they're only hoping, like, nobody watches it, and they're just kind of hoping for something bad to happen. And then, you know, it's like a car, it's like a NASCAR race or something like that, you know, it's like... Oh, Miss California won the USA. It's like, oh, great. I live in California. That's cool. I'm representing, you know, that's cool. But, like, I don't really care.
No.
Or do you remember, I think it was like a year ago that the woman, I forget what state she was from, like Iowa or something like that, where they asked her what they thought, like, the state of education was and how they would fix it.
Oh, and she couldn't formulate, like, an answer? She could not speak,
like,
a sentence?
Not even an English sentence of any sort of construction with a predicate and a, you know, like, noun, verb, like, adjectives. Like, she threw in the word a rock somehow in there, you know? And, you know, nobody probably watched that whole thing. Like, I don't even know if it was on television. But everybody saw that, you know? And I think they were like, what would you do to solve, like... Oh, I think it was something like some ridiculous percentage of, like, young children cannot find this state on the map, or they can't find certain states on the map. And what would you do, or how do you think about that? You know, and she's like, well, I think something or the other, and the state of Iraq, and the, you know, the war, and then, like, education, and I'm all about it. And then I think, like, the guy who was hosting the thing, he's like, he had just no words.
He's like, oh God,
what am I? Yeah, well, good job. Thank you for that. And but yeah, that was all over the internet. Like, everyone's just talking about it. And then, but, you know, I can't name a single thing that happened during the entire contest, who won it that year or anything like that, right? And it seems like...
No, I don't think... Yeah, I think beauty pageants are more or less going the way of the dodo. But you know what's taking their place is the reality talent shows.
Yeah.
American Idol, American Talent, whatever they are.
You've got talent and
so, you've got talent and you don't.
And the thing is, the people on those shows, like the American Idol, they always sing. But
right.
I think, like, I mean, You've Got Talent, they always do some weird thing. They, like, it'll be like juggling like bandsaws or not bandsaws, yeah, yeah. but like chainsaws or like, I think I saw a clip, and I always see them on the internet. I don't actually watch the shows ever, but it's like there was a woman who was able to pull a crossbow and like fire at a target or a bow and arrow with her feet.
Okay. Yeah.
While she was standing on her hands.
Yeah.
It was amazing, but I don't know. Okay, you got talent, I guess. You know, like that's not what it's not going to pay you anything. Like,
well, that's really good if you're in a trench. And you have to shoot an arrow at somebody who's advancing towards your trench, but you don't want to stick your head up because you might get shot.
But you're not going to see it because your head's going to be in the bottom of the trench.
That's why you have the periscope.
The periscope? I always forget about that.
Yeah, you always have to have a periscope. An upside down one that helps you see.
Yeah, I swear.
And it rides up your butt. It's a butt periscope. That's the only way to see where you're shooting with your legs.
That sounds complicated.
Sounds fun to me.
Sounds complicated and uncomfortable.
Boop. Woo. No truth found in that segment.